Our scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 11, verses 1 to 15, as we continue reading the book of Numbers. You'll find this on page 130 in the Pew Bible. It's almost a comical passage if it weren't so discouraging, because here we have the people of Israel. They've been redeemed with a mighty right hand of God from the bondage of slavery in Egypt. They've met with the Lord on the mountain. They've been organized as a holy nation of priests to serve the true and living God. And off they go to the promised land, and they begin complaining. That's what they begin doing. They forget the blessings that God gave them because they had trials. I'm sure there were very severe trials. This is a Sinai desert, and they're eating manna, which came from heaven, and it lacks variety. And it's hard to believe, but they actually begin saying, we had it better in Egypt, and yet we know that that kind of thing is easy to do. And what we see here, how much complaining about, it's God's providence they're complaining about. They're complaining to Moses, and they're wearying him. They're making his life miserable, but it's God they're complaining about. You get to the end of the chat passage, it's almost comical as Moses says, here's what I ask of you, to kill me so I won't have to pastor this church any longer. That's actually what he prays. I have many friends who I think have prayed that prayer. Because of the weariness of complaining, and the word is preached, the shepherding is taking place, the church is going forth and worshiping, but there are things to complain about and how wearying it is when that happens. And so that spirit is rebuked here. Ultimately, what we have here is the danger of the hardness of heart that comes about from complaining, because this nation does not make it to the promised land. Because through a selfish spirit and resenting the providence of God, they go into rebellion and they are judged for it. It's only their children who make it into the promised land. One of the most discouraging things as a pastor, there's always complaining in the church in one way or another. That is a little discouraging, but what's really alarming is when you see people begin to harden their hearts because of providences that God gave them, and they should be leading them to him. I always want to say to people, God is never the problem. He's always the answer. We don't resent him. We don't despise his works. You always, as a Christian, have a sovereign, omnipotent, covenant-keeping God who loves you. You need to remember that, especially in your trials. That's why you need to come to church. You need your friends to hold your hands and to lift your spirits up sometime. We together are warned here of the perils of a grumbling spirit against God. The way it ruins the life and witness of the church, and the hardness of heart to which it ultimately can lead. Well, with that in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Numbers 11. Now, when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, for the Lord heard it, and his anger was aroused, so the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some in the outskirts of the camp. Then the people cried out to Moses, and when Moses prayed to the Lord, the fire was quenched. So he called the name of the place Taberah, because of the fire of the Lord had burned among them. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes." Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its color was like the color of bdellium. The people went about and gathered it, ground it on millstones, or beat it in the mortar, cooked it in pans, and made cakes of it. And its taste was like the taste of pastry prepared with oil. And when the dew fell on the camp in the night, the manna fell on it. Then Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, everyone at the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was greatly aroused, and Moses also was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you afflicted your servant? Why have I not found favor in your sight that you have laid the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I beget them that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a guardian carries a nursing child to the land which you swore to their fathers?' Where am I to get meat to give to all these people? For they weep all over me, saying, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I am not able to bear all these people alone because the burden is too heavy for me. If you treat me like this, please kill me here and now. If I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.